Hello, Armia. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. And this week's sponsor is Sleeping Monkeys. Ryan, tell us about Sleeping Monkeys.
You know, everybody needs a monkey, and they know you just gotta sleep, man.
So are they snuggling monkeys then? Snuggling sleeping monkeys? SSM?
I guess you can say that, but point is they're sleeping.
They're sleeping. They need someone to snuggle with them. So get your snuggling sleepy monkeys today from our sponsor, Sleeping Monkeys. Speaking of just sponsors, let's do some pit stop because it's a pun. Pit stop facts. And really all I did was type in Pittsburgh into Google. And here's the top five stories. Dogs from shelters in Florence Path arrive in Pittsburgh. That's from the Tribune Review if you want to check out more about that. The Jackets try to explain slow start against Pittsburgh. That's the Atlanta Journal-Constitution 18 hours ago. And the police are investigating a paintball shooting spree in Pittsburgh. If you want to read more about that, that's CBS Pittsburgh. If your car has been splattered by paintballs, you might want to check out that article. Or if your car hasn't been splattered by paintballs, go check out that article and get paintball repellent things. I don't think that's a thing, but still. Repel the paintballs, people, and see the dogs and try to explain why there's football thing. Whatever. Pit stop facts. Boom. Done. But longer stories, Ryan, talk them out.
Yeah, and for those who love Illuminations, there's iLuminate.
I love Illuminations.
So do I. It is at the Byham Theater, 101 6th Street in Pittsburgh. It is September 20th from 7:30 to 8:30. iLuminate is an entertainment technology company that combines state-of-the-art technology with electrifying entertainers who perform in the dark to create the ultimate performing arts experience.
Ultimate. Don't let me keep going.
Founded by dancer and software engineer Meryl Copt, iLuminate enables performers, choreographers, engineers, technicians, stylists, and artistic directors to produce explosive performances with customized wireless lighting programs. The results are extraordinary lighting effects choreographed with phenomenal dance moves that take viewers on an exhilarating ride.
Woo! And best thing about this, it's trademarked. I meant to butt in each time, but it'll probably throw you off. iLuminate TM. But anyway, no, best thing about this is that I love the dark whenever it's illuminated because I hate the actual dark. Like, are you afraid of the dark, Ryan?
Depends on where I'm at.
Okay, I'm afraid of the dark 100% of the time. I don't like the dark whatsoever. But I do like how bright and colorful things are against the dark in the background. Like, since these lights, the performers and choreographers, I can just imagine the kinds of things they would draw. Like, I do long exposure photography sometimes, and I assume it's kind of like that because light lingers in your eye just a little bit, so you can make, like, a smiley face and stuff out of, like, your bodies and all that. It just seems like a really cool time because I like lights and color and color and color, and I said it three times because it's the perfect number. I guess. I don't know.
Yep.
You interested in it, Ryan, though? You like the dark, dark illuminated by cool colors and dance?
Absolutely, man.
You're darn right you do. You know why?
Why?
Because you're the salsa man. Ba-boom.
Referring back to the salsa dancing that I did back in the spring.
No, it's salsa all the time, man. Every episode we have somehow comes up. But if you want to go check out iLuminate, again, it's the Byham Theater. That's in Pittsburgh, PA. And the event website, you can go check that out. I don't know where the invite website is. It's trustarts.org. So go check them out there to get your iLuminate tickets and or just go. Because did it say it was a free event or not?
Yes. To my knowledge, it is a free event.
To our knowledge, it's a free event. So go check it out and have a grand old time in the dark with lights and see if you can choreograph their dances afterwards. Because I think that'd be fun, right?
Absolutely.
Right now, I'm doing the salsa, but you can't tell because my voice is just so silky smooth, unlike that chunky salsa that I'm performing.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of not being able to see us, though, there's a blind cinema brought to you by Brits Hatzius. September 22nd through the 22nd, that's really weird to put, and it's from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15222, and you can check out this, it's also the Trust Arts, and in the darkness of a movie theater, the audience members sit blindfolded, and behind each row is a row of children. In hushed voices, these children describe a film only they can see, accompanied by the film's dialogue-free soundtrack. The whispered descriptions are a fragile, fragmentary, sometimes struggling, courageous attempt by the children to make sense of what they see projected on the screen. Based on the method of audio description, blind cinema is an experience where the act of watching a film becomes a shared investment, a collaborative and imaginative act between seeing children and blindfolded adults. As adults recall their own experience of trying to find the right words, they newly value that struggle to articulate in order to share experiences. Blind cinema seeks to discover language's potential and limits. The film screen during the performance will be seen by each group of children for the first time, hence each performance will have a unique group of describing children between the ages of 9 and 11, not 12, not 8, 9, and 11, whose experience was preceded by a workshop. I was trying to read around the microphone that whole time. It was really difficult, I'm not going to lie. Like, there were some wires in the way. But this seems super cool.
Yeah.
I've wanted to do this for a while. I'm not going to lie. And the way I've wanted to do it, though, is just have one person blindfolded and the other person, like, okay, so not exactly this, but like a video game concept of this. So one person's blindfolded and then the other person is telling them what to do in the video game.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool because, like, then you have a controller and you have to go through and you have to trust another person, in this case, a child, for this event here. And you have to trust them to be able to tell you everything there is plus everything there isn't. Because you got to preemptively be ready.
Yeah.
Plus, I feel like it's cool too because I've had these thoughts a lot. But have you ever wanted to be a child again, Ryan? Even though we're not really like super old, but
yeah. No. Just kick back, no worries.
Exactly. And then just, I guess, the imagination of them, trying to make sense of things in the world. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
This is essentially seeing through the eyes of a child once again.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who aren't, you know, only like in their 20s, it's a really cool experience. I mean, even for people in their 20s, it's a really cool experience. But
given the fact that Charles and I are, in fact, 20 and 21, respectively.
Respectively, yes. but even that, I mean, like, I feel like because these, what is the current generation that was, like, just born? Are they, like, a new thing? Or are they Gen Z? Or I don't understand the whole generation thing. But either way, the generation like that is, I guess, after us, they're younger than us. They're still super different, and it's really weird.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they say that we were born into technology, but they were legitimately born into technology. iPhones right out of the womb is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we were born just before smartphones even became a thing.
Are you serious? No, smartphones. All right, we're going to look this up now. Just before smartphones became a thing, like, give me like a year prescription here or something like that.
All right. Okay, I was born in 98. All right, just look up when smartphones became a thing.
Oh, okay. All right, maybe, because it says Rob Stothard. Again, this is from Business Insider. Rob Stothard, Getty People, or Stothard, whatever. He didn't start using the term smartphone until 1995, but the first true smartphone actually made its debut 3 years earlier in 1992. Oh. It was called the Simon Personal Communication, and it was created by IBM more than 15 years before Apple released the iPhone. So, 15 years after, so we'll do some quick math, 5, 6, 7. 2007 is whenever the iPhone came out. But we were born after, technically, the first smartphone. We were born, like, 4 or 5 years later.
Yes, so I was close.
That was that's interesting. All right, you proved me wrong here today, and I was.
And most of the time, you prove me wrong.
I don't know if I prove you wrong. I just get to the bottom of it. But that's pretty cool. I didn't know that. All right. Well, maybe I want to go get one of those. That'd be a cool smartphone. Right now, what it looks like is just pretty much a screen, like a computer. Well, actually, it's just a large phone with a screen.
Yeah. Like go back to the time of PDAs.
Yeah, it's kind of like a PDA, but I'd say it's more like a calculator. Like screen-wise, and I guess it's touchscreen as well, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. You learn something new every day. Pittsburgh's newest.
Uh-huh.
But going back to the see the world and movies through a child's eyes at Blind Cinema at the Harris Theater on September 22nd from 1 to 2 p.m. That's 809 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222. More info, check out the trustarts.org. Ryan, what do we got next?
We got the Dollar Bank Junior Great Race.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
That was a really long pause. Why'd you take so long? Were you waiting for me?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, don't wait for me.
It's a variety of races for each age level and fun activities for the family. There is the Family Fun Run. It is designed for use ages 5 through 12. Parents are strongly encouraged to participate in this event with their children.
Well, of course. If you're not going to participate with your children, then what are you? Come on, they're going to be more active than you. You can't let your kids be better than you. You go show your kids up. Race them. And show how good you are at racing because you have longer legs and you're faster.
Yep. And there's also the Tot Trot.
Ooh, Tot Trot. Is this Tater Tots?
I wish.
Oh, well, that'd be really nice if it was Tater Tots.
Yeah. It's actually designed for tykes under age 4 and under who are capable of running or walking the distance. Watch the adorable trot of kids running down a 50-yard walled chute of their own finish line as an announcer officiates the race.
That's really weird. So it's a walled chute. So how large is this? Are kids going to be crawling and running over each other? Like, this it's not weird. Like, I would want to see this. It seems like it's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Not really, but. But then there's one more called the Diaper Dash, Ryan. Tell me about it.
It's for those who can't quite walk yet. Not a problem, apparently, because the Diaper Dash allows for the youngest contestants to dash across protective mats.
Ooh.
So if your child is starting to walk but isn't too solid on his or her feet, this is a safe bet for you.
Yeah, not to be confused with the Diaper Dash for the senior citizen. I'm joking. But the awards and prizes are each child receives a commemorative medallion upon completion of the event and is eligible to win prizes at the post-race raffle. So everybody in the club getting wins now, as well as the post-race raffle. So even if you don't get first place, you still get bragging rights of having a medal. But first place, you still get a lot more bragging rights to win that race, kid.
Yep. Even for the toddlers and young children, you got to win those races.
That's right. That's right. Especially the family fun run. I'll get my nephew. I'll race with him, and I will wreck every other kid in there. Now, if I get beaten by a 12-year-old, though, I'm going to be really not too surprised because I'm not great at running. But, really hope my legs would come in handy because what are 12? Well, no, 12-year-olds nowadays are tall, though, aren't they?
They're about...
The kids are getting bigger.
5 foot.
5 foot. Wow, okay. I'm glad that you know exactly the height of a 12-year-old, Ryan.
Oh, concerning the fact that I went through it.
Well, I mean, yes, everybody's gone through it, but everyone was a different height at 12 years old. I'm going to look up the average height of 12-year-olds. Let's see if Google can give me something. The average height, the 50% for a 12-year-old girl is 59 inches, and that's in 58 inches for boys. So how many is 58 inches? So 58 inches.
That's 4 feet and 10 inches.
Oh, wow, Ryan. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, wait. Yeah, you're right. Four feet, 10 inches. Look at you knowing your math and stuff. This is why I don't take math classes. This is why I have you as a co-host.
And that's why
you have me as a co-host, one or the other.
Yeah, and I haven't taken a math class since my freshman year.
Well, brag about it then. We get it. You have a big brain. God.
Oh, I show you. You showed me up last week. I show you up this week.
Whatever. Let's just calm down. Let's sign a treaty. Speaking of treaties, the Treaty of Fort Pitt, 40th anniversary commemoration. The Fort Pitt Museum, that's 601 Commonplace Place, or Commonwealth Place, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. I bet, oh no, it's the highesthistorycenter.org to find out more information. Commemorate the 240th anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Fort Pitt with the living historians that will include members of the Delaware Tribe of Indians. So, if you want to learn about the Native people of America, this is the perfect place to go. specifically the Delaware Tribe of Indians. Anyway, so the daytime programming will include reenactments of treaty negotiations and opportunities to interact with historical interpreters to learn about 18th century life and diplomacy at Fort Pitt. I just want to say this sounds really boring. Like, the event sounds awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But the reenactments of treaty negotiations.
Yeah, that's going
to... They might as well just click on C-SPAN and go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess to some people that's going to be really interesting, and probably if I was younger, it might be interesting too. If you're a history buff, it'll be great. And even if not... It's still going to be interesting in the sense of, like, what you learn, but I don't know how fun reenacting a treaty negotiation can be. But, hey, prove me wrong. You know, in the evening programming will include a lecture by Dr. David Preston, followed by a traditional stomp and social dances led by Delaware Indians that will be open to the public. So you can go learn to dance in the Indian way.
Yep.
Well, Native American way. What is the proper, like, PC way? I don't even care.
I don't either.
but, yeah, so you can learn to dance more, Ryan. And you can see treaty negotiations. What more could you ask for in a day?
Yeah, exactly. And that is on September 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
So you couldn't ask for any more. That's all you need to have a perfect day is treaty negotiations and learning dances?
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, actually, I need more in my life.
All right, good. That's what I was asking. So, like, what more do you want out of this kind of day? Or just a day?
You know, just, like, firecrackers going off just, like, through... It's, like... Just go off this, like, do something, the most exciting thing ever. Just have firecrackers exploding behind you just to show the excitement.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
It's pretty American, too, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, right there, that I just was imagining you with, like, red, white, like a U.S. flag t-shirt, eagle on your shoulder, huge beard with a bottle of some American drink. As well as firecrackers, of course. Because you know what? You're American.
Yep.
And speaking of America, let's talk about monopolies.
Yep. This actually goes back to the Monopoly game.
Yeah, no, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, because it's registered. Duh. The word monopoly isn't registered. I knew that.
Yeah. It's the NKF Corporate Monopoly Tournament.
Wow. So there is a tournament for Monopoly.
Yep.
Are you a pro Monopoly player? Hey, Tori.
Shout out to Tori Flick.
You a pro Monopoly player?
No, but I know how to play Monopoly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But could you go pro, do you think?
Maybe. If
like,
I.
What's it going to take?
A lot of playing games of Monopoly.
All right. But how often do you play Monopoly? And can you finish a game of Monopoly? Because I know a lot of the times I play Monopoly, you really hate everyone by the end. I mean, that's just classic Monopoly, though. But I don't think I could continue to play Monopoly.
To be honest, I haven't played Monopoly in, like, months and I think even years, even.
I was going to say, like, whenever you go that deep, like, to be honest, I haven't played Monopoly in, usually think years. Like, months is kind of like, all right, cool, but whatever. Well, do you have a favorite type of Monopoly? Like, I know there's a bunch of different, like, themed Monopolies. Like, I have a Zombieopoly, there's, like, Zelda, there's Mass Effect, Simpsons, Stranger Things, probably, regular Monopoly.
I don't have the, I'm just trying to think. I have Disney, sorry. Oh, I did have Disney. Sorry, it's gone now. But
oh, sorry. Ha. It's a pun.
Yep. there are some other Monopolies, but I can't think of the most recent one I played because it's been a while.
No, I'm not wrong. But like, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite Monopoly, like themed Monopoly? Yeah, you know, you don't have to. I'm just curious.
I do have a favorite, but I can't think of it off the top of my head because there's so many different types of Monopolies.
But you have okay, whatever. You have a favorite, but you can't think of your favorite.
Yeah.
So it's very generic, hey, let's not destroy relationships here type deal. Anyway.
Again, another shout out to Tori Flick.
The NKF Corporate Monopoly Tournament is back at the Rivers Casino Ballroom on Thursday, October 4th. This is one of Pittsburgh's most innovative corporate networking opportunities. Teams of four. I went back up because I hit the down button on my keyboard. Teams of four will be assigned to separate tables to face off in the beloved childhood board game. I don't know if it's still beloved because we all hate each other afterwards, but it's Monopoly registered. After 90 minutes of play, three teams and three individual players will be awarded for having the most funds. Individual player and spectator tickets are also available. So I guess if you want to go spectate Monopoly, go get a ticket. Aside from the tournament play, the evening will feature a gourmet dine around the open bar, courtesy of the Rivers Casino and Frank B. Furrier Wholesale Company. I probably butchered your name. I'm very sorry, but the wholesale company of Frank B. Furrier, as well as a basket raffle featuring gifts from boutiques and breweries around the area, and a photo booth courtesy of Steel City Selfies. Yes, who doesn't love selfies, especially from the Steel City?
Yeah.
I only said it like that because exclamation point. You do not want to miss this event. Another exclamation point. All participants must be 21 years of age or older to attend due to Rivers Casino policy. The NKF Tournament Monopoly Tournament is no way affiliated with any official Hasbro events. I really tried to do the announcer voice. It didn't work out too well for me.
Yeah.
However.
But just to remember, you got to be 21 or older.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's. I get why in a casino, but, like, I also don't get why.
Yeah, I see where you're going. It's like. You're 21, so it doesn't matter for you regardless. But
yeah, but like the legal gambling age is 18, so I figure like why not? But I get it because like if you go in and then you doesn't have to worry about like, oh, is it 21? You can just like everyone in there then automatically can buy booze instead of holding up the line for someone to have to, I guess, check your ID. But also, side note, this mic stand is possessed. Like it's not my mic stand. It's the one on my left. And because it was out here just a moment ago and it all just came back and fell like that. It was spooky as heck. I'm not going to lie. So if you don't want to get possessed, go to this NKF Corporate Monopoly Tournament. And I guess you have to be part of a business to actually play or be in the corporate like world. It's also a cool networking opportunity. I like kind of what they're doing there. Like the business of real world combined with the Monopoly fake world, but there's also networking involved.
Yep.
And a fine dining experience. And we all know Ryan loves fine dining.
Yep. I love my food, man.
I know you do.
Yep.
I know you do.
Yep.
What goes well with food?
Oktoberfest!
You're darn right.
Yep. It is on October 6th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Siena Mercado. I am so sorry if I butcher your name. At 942 Penn Ave in Pittsburgh, PA, 15222.
The event website is facebook.com/events. That's okay. Sure.
Very bland, but whatever.
Really weird. Why did you apologize to a place? It's not like this is just a street or something. It's not going to be like your name. I guess if it's a company, your could work for it. Okay, you're right. You're a comm manager. Anyway, yep. Tell them what's going to be at Oktoberfest.
It is is Samuel Adams. Oktoberfest is here. Join Siena Mercado at, I think that's two, Tato.
That's definitely two Tato.
Yep. Our rooftop beer garden for a night of fun with samplings, alpine hats, steins, and other goodies.
What is an alpine hat? Like, take your guess right now. What's it look like?
Shoot, I don't know, man. I'm actually kind of curious myself.
Well, gee, what does it look like, Ryan? What are you, like, taking a guess?
True.
Oh, God, I'm so dumb. But go ahead. Take your guess. I have it. Don't you look. Don't you look.
All right.
What's an Alpine hat look like?
I'm gonna take a guess here and say this is a hat and that has, like, a very, like, steep, like, top part of it.
What do you mean by steep? Like a steep bevel or something? Or
just, like, you know how on a hat there's, like, the ring around it and then there's, like, the space for your head?
Yes.
But, like, the space for your head is, like, bigger and it's, like, really steep.
Okay. I'm going to imagine that I know what you're saying. Yes. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. So you're close. The bill of the hat is a fairly steep bill, and it's pretty much like a fedora with feathers in it. Like, have you seen a yodeler, like a classic yodeler get up or a classic German get up, which is why I should have just known this.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's that hat.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel really dumb for not knowing that. So it's a classic Oktoberfest hat is what an Alpine hat is. But however, there's also wine sampling. Oh, not wine samplings. That's with samplings. Why would there be wine samplings at Samuel Adams? I don't think Samuel Adams makes wine. But anyway, the Steins, though. You a big fan of Steins, Ryan?
I'm not even sure what they are.
Stein is pretty much just a very large cup.
Yeah, I love very large cups.
You're darn right. The more liquid you can hold, the better. Or the more anything you can hold, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder what the other goodies are. Like, are they going to give out, like, Wiener sausages? Oh. I'm sorry to any actual Germans out there that I may have offended.
I don't know, but imagine related to things to all things October, because Halloween is about a month and a half away.
You're darn right it is, and I've said you're darn right a lot today. However, Oktoberfest doesn't really have a lot to do with October. I mean, not to poop you down, man, but...
Yeah.
But maybe they will. Maybe there will be a jack-o'-lantern, or maybe there will be some pumpkin beer. That would be really cool, because everybody loves pumpkin. I was in the... speaking of, since it is Sammy Adams, I was in the liquor store yesterday, or a couple days ago, and they have Captain Morgan pumpkin spiced, like rum. It's really weird. I did not get it, because it was very expensive, because it's Captain Morgan. It was like the Cannonball variety. But... I am curious of it, because I'm a big fan of pumpkin. You a big fan of pumpkin?
Not really.
No, you don't like pumpkin pie?
No.
Oh, my God. I'd call you an American, but that's apple pie. Jeez, oh, man.
Hey, I like apple pie, man.
Yeah, you're American, I guess.
Wow.
But if you don't want to be American for a day, go to Oktoberfest. Get a little German in you. 942 Penn Avenue. Pittsburgh, PA 15222. Again, it's Samuel Adams sponsored, so you're going to have some good beer, good times, Alpine hats, Steins, and other goodies that could or could not be Wiener sausages.
Get some Wiener schnitzel.
Yes, yes, all. But if you want something that is free, there's free admission at the Heinz History Center. Radical Days. RAD is capitalized. I forget what it stands for, but maybe we'll learn. Heinz History Center, it is at, of course. It is at 1212 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15222s. Event website is going to be... Oh, I'm so sorry if I'm so loud. HeinzHistoryCenter.org. I was holding back a burp, so I didn't want to, like, burp into the microphone. But then again, I guess I got really loud and hurt your ear holes. The Heinz History Center is hosting a Radical Day on Sunday, September 24th. Enjoy free admission to the Heinz History Center as part of the Radical Days, sponsored by RAD, Allegheny Regional Asset District. That's what it means. Radical Days is an annual event celebrating the assets with free admission, musical and dance performances, and family activities offered by arts and culture organizations, park and recreation, not to be confused with the show, and sports and regional attractions that are funded by rad.b. Where did this .b come from?
I don't know.
I assume one of us put it in there, because, I mean, like, there were a lot of ands in there, which is like, wow, that's a lot of ands. But I don't think they put .b at the end of their article.
Here, I'll have to...
I'm going to delete that dot B.
Oh, no, I was just going to see if it was in the article.
In the actual article? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
But, I don't know you, but I've never actually... I don't remember ever being to the Heinz History Center. Have you been to the Heinz History Center?
No, I've been to the, Pittsburgh History Museum as part of the Arts and Humanities trip I took a couple years ago.
Okay, all right. I assume it's probably along the same lines. I assume this is more... the Pittsburgh History Museum was probably very Pittsburgh orientated. Maybe this is like featured purely around ketchup. Would you think that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just ketchup.
I wish it was ketchup.
All right. Well, what's your favorite? You big. Of course, your Heinz is the only ketchup that exists. Clearly, but you have like favorite flavor of Heinz. Like you would like a spicy ketchup kind of guy, or like a regular.
Regular, but I also like spicy too.
The spicy, so. I'm a big fan of the spicy. Like, all right, so of the condiments that Heinz makes, aside from ketchup, what do you think the best one is?
Probably the relish, man.
The relish?
Yeah.
Because, you know, what I realized did, like, I didn't like Relish before, in the sense of, like, I never put on anything. And from, like, how it was described today, because it was just, like, Relish is just chopped up pickles. And so I don't see why I don't like it, because I really like pickles.
Mm.
There's a lot of questions.
Although, it's good on tuna.
It's good on tuna? Really?
Yeah. Canned tuna. What?
I would never imagine that. That's weird.
Yeah, I put on my canned tuna if I have any, and if I decide to do so.
Okay. All right. But what kind of tuna do you use? Because there's only one right answer here.
Albacore, man.
Albacore? Okay. See, I'm a big fan of Starkist tuna as well. But Albacore is quality tuna. Like, it's probably my favorite, but I like the Starkist because the hat of the tuna fish, it says Charlie. were you going to say something?
No.
Okay.
No.
For the Heinz History Center, just not to have everyone confused, if you live in Pittsburgh, you probably know because you've been there more than myself or Ryan. But it's not, what's it called? It's not all about ketchup, but it does have a big ketchup bottle on it. The History Center features the Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum and the library and archives and includes 6 floors of permanent and changing exhibits that tell the story of Western Pennsylvania. Though it was originally established in 1879, the Historical Society of Western Pennsylvania opened its current location, the historic strip district along the Allegheny River, in 1996. So it's not about ketchup, but it has a big ketchup bottle on it, which is really cool. Because I always love driving by and seeing the ketchup bottle fill itself again and not fill itself. Yeah.
Yep.
Got anything else?
I'm still looking at this. Oh, there's the Monopoly tournament.
What do you mean there's a Monopoly tournament?
No, I was just scrolling through here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Going back to Oktoberfest, Charles, what do you expect to see at your own Oktoberfest?
My own Oktoberfest? Oh, my God. I've never actually had an Oktoberfest, but this is really. Maybe I'll have an Oktoberfest this year. That'd be really cool. Okay. So I got to see, like, Oktoberfest essentials now because I can't just make up a, like, random Oktoberfest. Like, I did St. Patrick's Day last year, and it, to my opinion, it went great. But what goes into it? So there has to be beer, first off. I mean, clearly there has to be beers, right?
Yeah.
All right. So 20 things I need to know for your first October. Oh, okay, you have to go somewhere. Okay, never mind. So for it, probably going to have some quality Lederhosen, because who doesn't love Lederhosen? Got to have beer on tap. Of course, you can't have, like, cases of beer. I guess you could have cases of beer, but whatever. But you got sausage, tons of sausage, some schnitzel, so your pork, and I guess pork is sausage too. So your pork, you'd have tons of pork, tons of beer, tons of people. Not really tons of people, probably like a handful. Two handfuls of people. You figure that out to be how that is. And I think just a good attitude, man.
Yep.
Some pumpkin pie, just because I want pie now, because you made me think of it.
And going back to this Radical Days event, the website has a rad.b.
It does?
Yes.
Huh. Somebody made a typo. Hi, you're way less professional than us. Please don't come after us, Wayne. We know we're not professional. I'm sorry. What would your Oktoberfest have, though, Ryan? Aside from the essentials, because I think I covered the essentials. But
yeah. What are those British skirts?
The British skirts?
Like the kilt. Kilt.
You have a kilt.
Or kilt, that's it.
I respect it. Okay, the tartan is German, so I respect it. All right, you're going to wear a kilt. What color is your kilt going to be?
A red plaid pattern.
Red plaid?
Yeah.
All right, that's quality. I have a red, green, and yellow one. Looks really good. It's actually my family colors. But anyway, all right, so you're going to have kilts? Okay, like just kilts laying around, or people have to wear kilts to get into your Oktoberfest?
Well, tartans, just let's be optional.
Optional?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's optional. What else? So you're going to have your tartans?
Yep.
Your beer, your pork, your other things that were already mentioned.
Yep.
Any specifics?
And because Halloween is about a month and a half away, also have some Halloween-related stuff to get some pumpkins out.
Get some pumpkins? You going to smash those pumpkins, or are they just going to be sitting out? You going to carve them?
Yeah. Leave some for carving. Leave some for smashing.
Leave smashing and carving. All right. So smash and carve pumpkins. What would you carve into a pumpkin?
The scariest jack-o'-lantern ever.
Wrong. You would carve into a pumpkin Pittsburgh's newest with Ryan and Charles, because it would be a super duper thumbnail, and it would be really nice for our sponsor Sleeping Monkeys this week. Thank you again for sponsoring us. Go cuddle a monkey. It's been Pittsburgh's newest. Hope you learned something. Hope you didn't learn something. Hope you just had a good time for stopping by. It's been Ryan and Charles. I'm Charles Stockhausen.
I'm Ryan Jacoby, and we will talk to you next week.
Toodaloo.